To be honest, I don't even believe myself when I'm going to say I'm only going to have one beer. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Hey-o.
I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We are here to talk about the beer of craft.
Yes.
Craft beer.
The beer.
The beer.
Oh.
From beautiful Fresbro, California.
Sunny rolling hills.
Rolling hills.
And you mean rolling fires.
Rolling fires everywhere.
The sandy beaches.
But we're not having a hurricane like our friends in Florida.
Oh, man.
So I hope headphones. Everything's okay out there.
Hey, sound guy, can I get some more of my monitors over here?
You want more monitor?
Yeah.
You got that? You good?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me. Oh. That wasn't me.
Where are you at?
I don't
We're cranked up to 11, E.
Okay. I guess you're giving me all you got.
Give me all you got. Maybe we should turn the mic. Everyone, shut up for a second. Listener, just shut up. Stop talking while we work this out.
Okay.
On the air live.
I think I could live with that.
Ear right. Turds.
You're good.
You got the ear turds.
We have, and respect to our Florida listener, and because Brian G. Florida gave us some. We're having some Cigar City during the tailgate. We had the, what was that, with the pirate one.
By the way.
We've had it before.
We hope all of our Florida friends are safe.
Hopefully. Yes. That would suck if they weren't.
Yes. and not just because you send us beer.
All our Texas listeners and Florida listeners.
Yeah,
Texas only Texas. Listeners. Everyone else, they're
fuck off.
Yeah, it's all for themselves.
You're only saved if you listen to the perfect pour.
Yep. See what kind of
by the power of the beer gods.
I'm now I feel all good. Now I'm going to donate even more to both Houston and Florida relief because of my guilt of being assholes just sitting here in California.
But we're in a heat wave.
We're hot. Could have came out to Tacos for Houston. We were donating beer and taco
something
proceeds.
During the week. I couldn't do it.
Could have swung by.
Yeah.
Let's grab some tacos on the way home.
Just throw them in the window.
I am definitely the, I'll have one. Yeah. And then that always turns into three or four. So it's just better to stay away.
There it is.
But during our tailgate, we had
Invasion
pale, IPA.
Pale Ale.
And then we also had the, I never know how to say it right.
Jolly Trolley.
The High Lie IPA. Famous Cigar City. Is Cigar City?
Wait. Oh, did they get bought out?
No, they're bought out by... Oscar Blues, right? Aren't they the ones?
Googling.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Can't keep up, bro. And then, so thanks to Brian G.
Founders.
Do we need to start a whiteboard of...
Yeah, we need a board, a running board. And then all... Santan. Hefweizen. I think Jim... Fontana Jim gave this the Phoenix area's Santan.
It's an Arizona wheat beer.
Yeah.
That's how Arizona
it was
doing.
A wheat beer.
It is Oscar Blues purchasing company.
Yes. Got something right. So there you go. That's what we were tailgating with before the show. I hope you tailgate before the show as well. Just have a beer before you listen. It helps.
Have a beer,
possible.
Then decide that we're something good to listen to.
Yeah, tell your boss, like, hey, man. I'm going to listen to podcasts. He's like, that's fine. Unless you get your work done. Yeah, but I got to drink a beer before.
And during.
If he doesn't let you, dude, give him my email. We'll talk to him. Talk to him for you.
If he doesn't let you, apparently you don't work at a brewery.
I don't know. Matt doesn't drink that much at his job. It's kind of ridiculous. He doesn't take advantage.
But he also doesn't listen to this podcast. So.
That's true. And that's a new Florida beer, also from Brian G. This one we haven't had yet. Guayabera.
Sounds good.
Guayabera. Citra Pale Ale.
What'd you call me?
1,000% pronunciation correct.
Sounds like a pour.
I just poured it in my lap. Going from left to right of your podcast dial. 12-ounce can. Beautiful blue can.
Blue.
Louie will find that later.
Louie will, yeah, great.
Hey, beer.
He will.
Hey, beer. Don't care where it's at.
It smells lovely.
Oh, a Citra Pale Ale. For those of you who've never had this.
Definitely Pale Ale. Waiting for the Citra. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's nice. I like this. I think I like it better than the first two.
Guayaba.
You don't like Highlight?
Highlight's fine. Highlight's fine.
Guayabara.
So there, now we're settled in.
There's a fancy gentleman on this can.
They should have pronunciation, like a little chart on the side there.
This is how you say this beer.
Root word is Greek for berry.
So what's going on in the culture of beer, guys? Matt.
You know where I'll be this weekend?
At work?
The Craft Brew Summit.
Oh, yes. We've been talking about it for so long.
So it officially kicks off Thursday. I believe they're just having... actually, I don't know what's happening Thursday. I think they're just... Hey. Kenan.
Shh. Make an adjustment. You're not supposed to acknowledge them, Matt.
Well, all of a sudden, I got very loud.
I can hear everything. How unprofessional.
So Sacramento, people are getting there Thursday to drop off beer. The convention center is starting classes and seminars and speakings. That's not the right word I'm looking for. So that's happening Thursday into Thursday evening. Then Friday, they have another set of classes that go on. They have bars separated by region, which people have beer on draft there. And it's a showcase where they have all the different companies that are involved in beer. You know, it's like, oh, if you're looking for a pasteurizer, you're looking for a keg machine, you're looking for a new label company. They're all there camped out, and they have products that, hey, this is who we work with. This is what we can do for you. And
I'm looking for the Mr. Beer Kit competition building.
Yeah, dude.
I believe they're there.
Real brewer.
It's right next to the child daycare that they have in the corner.
Kids brew.
Yeah. So, and that's happening Friday night, they have the brewer's dinner, which is they take you to the upstairs. They give you a glass, and there is more beer sampling. Ooh. And there is
the champagne room of the Craft Beer Summit.
And then there's this is probably Mikey's favorite part. There's finger foods, free finger foods. You just walk by with your little plate and go, some of this.
Dips.
Yep.
All the dips.
Never leave. Is there brown onion dip?
There's probably some sort of hummus and or dip.
Okay. All right. Good. I'll be there.
That's probably organic caramelized onion.
Have Bobby Salazar salsa and chips?
No. Losing you?
Yeah. Starting to lose me, bro.
They'll have at least 10 different kinds of cheese.
Starting to get interested again.
Is it melted over pasta?
No. It's like fancy cheeses where it's like, ooh, this is aged 18 months in a...
You get to pair. And then you know, like, there's going to be some guy that knows all the cheese and beer pairing stuff, and he's just camped out right there, waiting to throw down his limited knowledge.
Right next to the other guy that steals a brick of cheese and puts it in his wife's purse. Hey, this is like $20 a pound.
You got to try this Gouda with this porter.
Is he wearing a tuxedo?
Yeah. Nice. Ironically.
I would.
And then Saturday early? Yeah, 11:30 to 3, they have the beer festival on Capitol Street.
That's when you get trashed.
Yeah.
by 1:15, you're just like,
ready for your ham bucket of hams and a ham sandwich.
Today it's going to be so great.
Tank
guys.
House is going to happen. Bucket of hams. Keeping the tradition alive. You're like,
where's John? I don't know.
So that's the beauty of it. Earlier. Is so each night they just go, that concludes our festivities for the day, for the evening. And then there's just brewers and sales staff.
And 50 and Ubers show up.
Let out amongst the town. So it's like, hey, we should go to field work. Oh, 32 other people had the same idea.
Hey, and then the Amber Alert is sent out through Sacramento. Watch out for drunk brewing people.
I think you meant for looking
town.
For missing brewers.
Looking for missing brewers.
No, you'll find them.
Has anybody seen Vinny? We've lost Vinny. He's wandering in Midtown somewhere.
I'm Vinny. No, not you.
I can be.
Usually we like to end up at Coin Op. That is a fantastic place to end up. Ooh. It's for local people, if you can imagine Babylon, where you go downstairs to an outdoor patio, and then there's an indoor kind of bar that's square-ish, which kind of same thing as Babylon, but there's just old video games up the ass, and they have pizza till like 2 a.m. So it is probably the best bar.
Mm. You got Tempest?
Oh, you're got nerding out on us. Paperboy.
I've heard of Paperboy.
Tapper. You got Tapper.
Got Miss Pac-Man.
You can do.
Got Asteroids.
Or for people that just want to drink Lagunitas and just kind of zone out, you can just go to Tank House.
Want to drink Lagunitas and dive zone bar. Out, man.
You go to Dive Bar and they have people dressed up as mermaids swimming in a fish tank above the bar.
You just look at it and just like, wow.
You know, like, that's somebody swimming.
Wow. Mer
and
people.
Pretending to not drown.
They prefer mer people.
Mer people?
Okay. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. It's California.
So, and then Sunday, you're just kind of, you pick your life up, put yourself back together, and drive home. But I hope to make it back to Jim Denny's. Picture your average size dining room table. And put two of them next to each other, and that's how big their indoor portion is. There's literally like 9 bar stools and then 3 or 4 chairs on the other side, and that's the whole restaurant.
That
There's
sounds just, like the worst
So like
day
triple
ever.
The size of Pine and Palm, huh?
Yeah.
Oh! What's up, Roger?
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah.
Good thing it isn't listening anymore.
But yeah, it's literally just seats, and they just give you stupid amounts of food, and it's really good.
Sounds like
another pro tip.
Way too small.
Yeah, it's you always have trouble getting in there.
How many calls will there be? How many get it?
Mm-hmm.
I know Lo Yo's gonna be
Lo-Yo.
There.
Whoa.
She's already like, who's going?
Go.
All right, get her to call
Set
in because she won't come down to see us.
Nope. She won't come over here.
Tasty will be staggering in the
Tasty.
Streets.
Yeah.
You should trick the 4 brewers into doing an interview.
Don't tell them who you are, because they won't know. And they'll be like, oh, you work for Tioga. Because they know Tioga. They don't know the show. And then, I don't know what that would do for us, but... We tricked another podcast.
We would laugh about it. It's really for us, for our entertainment.
Yep.
There's always one person up there. I'll just be hanging out, minding my own business. Like, hey, this guy has a podcast. You should check it out. And I'm just like, oh, man. This is
oh,
really-
man. Why you got to promote my show, asshole? Yeah.
It's like we probably just uploaded the most embarrassing episode ever. And that's what they're going to check out happens. And be like, oh, this is garbage.
That's what happens when we were featured in iTunes. The worst episode ever. Oh, we're going to feature you. Fuck.
Having a bad week?
Having a bad week? iTunes will feature you.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, iTunes. We just lost all those listeners you got us immediately.
And nope.
Oh. That's enough?
The only podcast enough? In podcast history to lose listeners the week they're featured.
Yeah, getting on iTunes, feature on iTunes, not all that cracked out to me, guys, let me tell you. Once your show is exposed to the real world, like, whoa.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Well, Nick, I think Matt is enough culture for the moment.
That's what I'm up to.
All right. So all here's right. what blew I'm my ready. Mind this weekend.
Here we go. Blew my mind.
Like, man. Where is your mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
So, if you happen to be up Saturday night watching social media...
I will be.
Busy?
No, this past Saturday.
Oh, also busy?
If you happened to be up. Nick Offerman posted this extreme rant.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you call it, a rant?
What would you call it?
I don't know.
It was just kind of like a
epidemic?
Live
avant-garde?
Yeah.
Art?
Epic adventure? Anyways, it was pretty... freaking awesome. We were laughing hysterically about it. So we decided to Google random facts about Nick Offerman to find out what the hell is going on. Like, is he on drugs? Is this a stunt? Is he doing
Nick Offerman show art? From Parks and Recreation?
Is this a performance art? Like, you know, is this a thing? It was awesome. Anyways, so we find out he has a brother.
Yep.
Not unusual, I guess.
I know where this is going.
Okay.
I don't. Shush.
See, Matt knows all this stuff, but he never bothers to talk about it on the podcast.
I could have swore that I've mentioned this to you before. He has a brother. They have a wood shop.
Mm-hmm. His brother's name is Matt.
Yep.
Oh.
Younger brother.
Matt Nick? Is a brewer.
Matt?
Oh. Also true.
At Solomon Oath Brewing in... Naperville, Illinois.
Oh, nice. Naperville, Illinois. That sounds made up.
Yep, it does, huh? apparently it's right outside Chicago. So here are some names from the brewery.
All right. This is real or you did this?
This is
real.
Is this
like a Bill Maher bit?
Is it? What, does he make stuff up?
Well, no, there'll be like a news item, and then here's what we thought they, you know.
No, I wish I could have made these up. These names fall somewhere, I'm categorizing these as somewhere between Tyler from Libertine and Scotty B. Fun Sponge.
Fun Sponge.
Pain Cafe.
What cut style of beer, do we know?
Fun Sponge? Yeah. No, I do not know.
Well, what do you think was Fun Sponge would be?
I did not look that one.
I think that's a strong ale.
Strong ale. Pain Cafe is an IPA with coffee.
Ah, guess that.
Guessed it. Snaggletooth Bandana.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sounds like an interesting time.
Oath. Oath. How do you spell that? Death by Viking.
The only way to go.
The only way to go. And I'll leave you with Helicopter Johnson. An extra pale ale.
All solid. Did they ever say, like, what the hell he was doing, though?
No, we never did find that out.
Yeah, so he was using his Instagram stories and making these quick little clips. He was in banana costume.
Yes.
Running throughout the streets of North New Jersey / New York somewhere at night. And it was just this random stuff. And like the only kind of thread I could gather was that he would see a sign and then like usually it would be like tell him no or you know no parking or no something. He'd be like, what? No!
Yeah.
No! And then he'd run off. Like, that was sort of what happened, what was going on for like 2 hours straight. It was just surreal and hard
so
to explain.
So he came across the lottery signs. Play here.
Yeah.
Let me play.
Let me play!
No!
The place to be closed.
God damn you.
I know. It's let silly for us to be describing it because it's the only way it's funny if you're watching it. So.
Yeah.
But I was just like, it. What the hell? Is this promoting something? Like, what's happening?
Right. We kept waiting for the banner or the coming soon or the the finale. All we saw the next day was him in the banana suit saying, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That was
And then nobody was talking about it. Like, I was just like, oh, I'm doing a hashtag. There's got to be some long thread. Nobody was talking about it. I was like the only guy using a hashtag.
I guess he recently just started doing stories. Like, he's kind of low-key social media. And so for him to go to, like, this is my wood shop, this is table, this is chair, to him running around the streets in a banana suit.
And he was like, he hooked up with like this wedding party or something. And they're just like, I couldn't tell if they knew who he was or just like humoring him, think he's a crazy person.
Right. If we laugh, he'll go away.
If we laugh, maybe he'll be nice to us and not kill us.
Yeah.
Alright. That if that doesn't call for What else, Nick?
What else? That is all I got. Fun Sponge is a Belgo American blonde ale.
Oh, I would not have. Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Butterfly Flash Mob is a Belgian IPA.
That's about what Belgians are. Butterfly Flash Mobs.
All right, well, sorry if we've already talked about this. This was news to me.
We didn't talk about it. Maybe it was one of the times we were tangenting Matt, and Matt's just like, screw you guys. New beer entering the show. Brand new from Modern Times. It's a 16-ounce can that Matt is holding right now.
Ooh, right now.
Oh, do I have to read it? Okay. Critical Band Juicy Tropical IPA.
Look at all the stuff that's in there.
Denali, Equinox, Citra, Simcoe, Centennial, Two Row, Golden, Naked Oats, White Wheat, and Maris Otter.
Have I had a Denali hop?
Yes.
Oh.
Denali's been on here before.
What about the, what was the other one?
Equinox, yes. What about that? Citra, Simcoe, Centennial. You've had all these hops.
Oh.
Oh my God! This is juicy.
I've had these hops.
This looks juicy.
Nick, you might not want to pour any.
Okay.
Juicy. Ooh, chocolate. There's some funk going on in there.
Juicy. I had this. Had it already. Had it Friday.
Oh, whatever.
There's one more bit of news. Local tangent. October 21st is the grand opening of what will now be known as Fulton Street. Once again.
Well, we'll see.
All of the newly dubbed Ale Trail breweries will be out.
Whoa!
In about.
Oh, they'll have a little.
So if you're looking beer to festival? See what's happening downtown beer wise, come out the 21st.
Co.
I will be driving my big ass boat in the parade.
Oh, you got it! You got your car in the parade, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which boat?
The big one.
Talking about a Volkswagen bus?
No. My American car.
Oh, the Chevy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could have pulled out Grandma's Cadillac. I don't know.
Oh, that one.
That's the boat.
That is sweet. That is the boat. Grandma's got an old caddy.
Car talk.
But it probably won't be ready.
Well, look for that.
No, just my regular Chevrolet.
Big American car.
Big American. Big American V8 to make noise.
Have we had something this murky from Modern Times before?
Yes. It was a. It was one of the brewery-only releases.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure probably Greg got it to.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the Modern Times shelf over there?
That we can't see because the lights are out.
I think it was one of the cans.
Yes, it was a can.
See over there.
It was very 80s colored, like pinks and golds.
Mm.
Pinks and golds. It's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Modern Times.
Okay.
They're opening up in Portland, Oregon.
Oregon.
They've announced they're going to have a place in Portland, Oregon in 2018.
Yes.
They're taking over a brewery that's closing.
Mm-hmm.
So an actual brewery, so it'll be a brew pub?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
They'll be brewing up there. So that angered me. Not, really angered me, but it's like, What the hell? Like, of all places to move to open up a satellite tap room or a new brewery, whatever you want to call it, in freaking Portland, the last city in the world that needs it, but you still move there. Why not pick an area that needs modern times? Modern times. Bastards. It's like okay, imagine the governor, just forget about the how it's possible. Just imagine Governor Brown's like, all right, we have this extra beach. We could put it anywhere in the state. Doesn't matter if you're next to us or not. We got this extra beach.
Where should we put it? We'll take it.
San Diego. We'll give it to San Diego.
No, we're in Fresno. We need a beach.
No, San Diego.
What?
They seem like they need it.
We need beach, please.
Assholes. Portland doesn't need a frickin' modern times.
Portland needs modern times like they need another hole in the head.
Yeah. So, I'm just pissed. Modern times, bastards.
We need a sound clip from Paul for that. I'm pissed.
pissed. Kelly says there is. We were talking last week about the, you know, where's light beer, craft light beer, and Noble Ale Works has one that's light. That says light on the can.
Fun light.
And then Figueroa Mountain also has one.
What?
So they're out there. Okay.
So are these low calorie? Light,
I don't know.
Or are they just like easy drinking light?
I don't know. Good
That's question. My question. Where's we'll the have, ultra?
We'll have to have one. Also, this
the comment, though.
Breaking the news. I should have really led with this. This is from Reggie U559. The grocery outlet Bargain Market
has
updated their beer section.
What does this mean?
Get ready.
Like they're less old now?
I don't know. I'm just they did a reset, so you might want to get into your grocery outlet Bargain Market pretty quickly.
Lowest prices.
Just saying, man.
They do have good beer prices.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like need a budget beer, you know, I don't care about the date. I just need cheap.
All right. A couple episodes ago, we're saying how we need a representative. A perfect poor listener representative in every state.
Yes.
And I think we have some new... we have a couple New Hampshire... We have a problem with designating one New Hampshire listener. Because USA Mariano was like, hey.
Hey.
I'm the New Hampshire rep.
Whoa, we got one.
So, no, we got two. Because we announced one and then USA Mariano was like, whoa. Easy.
Oh, I said we already got one?
No, yeah, I think we, yeah.
Well,
T Francis says he would like to be the Mississippi one.
Ooh, okay, wait. Let's actually write this down.
Yeah.
Okay. So is New Hampshire big enough to have two delegates? That's all I
want to
know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's the same representation as California. Too.
Yeah. See, they're close. I mean,
we're close.
Okay, population. So we have New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
New. I'm going to abbreviate it. New H.
Yeah. That's the post office abbreviation, yeah.
Exactly.
New H.
So USA Mariano, and who's the other?
T. Francis is Mississippi.
Miss.
If you want...
Spell Mississippi for me.
MISSISSIPPI.
So now, are we letting each individual name themselves as the ambassador?
Yeah. They could come up with their own name. Yeah, we got a lot of Florida guys.
That's so what I'm saying. How do we choose? Or do we let them be like, you know, Y Rock's
maybe,
like,
yeah, maybe yeah, let you, them fight.
You let that. You let.
Thunderdome style.
All right, we'll make a list of all 50 states and start filling them in.
Beer Advocate, my favorite beer magazine.
Oh, yeah.
They did an article, a very simple, straightforward, are you a beer geek? Bullet points. to see if you are.
Did you say Beer Advocate or BuzzFeed? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
It's Beer Advocate.
Uh-huh. Sure it is.
It's a list post.
Sure.
So if you say yes to these, then you're officially a beer geek. There's no turning back.
Yes.
Drinking beer in the shower doesn't sound weird.
That's a long way to phrase that.
It doesn't sound weird anymore.
Yeah.
But now, like, it does.
Now I'm going to get water and soap in my beer. Why would I do that?
Traveling for work or pleasure always involves mapping out potential beer spots. Yes.
True.
Yes. You've traveled far or waited for hours just to score some beer because it was worth it.
True.
True. True.
False.
Oh. You've traded for a beer with someone from across the country because you had to know how it tasted for yourself.
No, that's illegal.
Sir, that is illegal. But maybe, yeah. You tried home brewing because you find the process fascinating.
Not bad.
True.
Yeah.
I tried it because I found it fascinating. I did not stick with it, but I at least tried it because at the time it said...
Sounded fascinating.
It sounded fascinating.
True.
When asked what your favorite beer is, you'll always answer with the next one because you haven't tried every beer on the planet yet.
That's lame.
That's another strange way to word it, but yes, that's true.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. While you appreciate having it, a lack of proper glassware won't stop you from enjoying a beer. This is true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Beer usually comes in a package.
Despite being presented with limited options, you'll always find a beer to enjoy instead of complaining about the selection. That's not true.
But we have the title Situation Beer.
Situational, yeah. That's true. You have a discerning palate, but you don't look down on the opinions of other beer drinkers.
Sure. Sure,
yeah,
we don't.
On days I'm feeling nice. Hey, you haven't forgotten that beer is meant to be fun. Fun. I think we embrace the funness of craft beer, so we're okay. So we're fun. According to Beer Advocate, we're pretty much mostly beer geeks.
According to my notes, we're all tied up.
We could go either way.
Could go. No, all three of us are full points beer nerd.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Well, we do have emails. You can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. In case if you're not one to voicemail us and you're like, I don't want my voice on your dumb, silly show, you can email us. Things.
Attack frequency.
And that's not the right guy. Craig is emailed. Is this? I'm going.
Isn't that our other European listener?
Yes, he's out there in the UKs. I'm going to my first craft beer festival. I'm going to my first craft beer festival this Saturday. I've been to normal UK beer festivals with mainly cast traditional English beer. Many years ago, but this is the first craft beer festival I could not miss. All right, I'm going to stop doing bad accent.
Thank you.
Beavertown are holding this in London this Saturday. There are three rooms with 77 different breweries to choose from, but there will be 4,000 people there.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Eee.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot. Below are some of the U.S. breweries they will recognize. You will recognize Three Floyds, Alesmith, Bell's, Cellarmaker, Cigar City, Evil Twin, Firestone Walker, Heretic, Modern Times, New Belgium,
Employee owned.
They're employee owned. So is Modern Times. Other Half, Pizza Port,
nice.
Sierra Nevada,
Who?
And Trillium. So they got some pretty good U.S. representation going
on. Well, 1,000 of those 4,000 people will be in line for Trillium. We all know that.
Oh, this may help on this next question. Do you have any advice to share? Should I go after the beers I really want to seek out first or avoid the big cliches, I believe, or clicks, and check out some similar breweries first? Since New Belgium is there, will Rad Stacy be pouring?
Of course.
Is the secret code to skip the queue perfect pour?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and try that, guy. So thanks. Thanks, guy.
I would reco Alesmith.
Alesmith. You're saying Alesmith.
I say
Pizza Port, Alesmith, Modern Times.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the UK, I'm just assume you haven't had any of those American.
And you might as well get an 805 if they have it.
Yeah, that's good. Just to say you've had an 805.
Yeah.
805. Be careful, though.
That whatever beer vehicle sucks you all have,
you're
going to
want to put light bars on it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to put an 805 sticker in the back. Just so you know.
On your mug. See, over in Europe, they have mugs. So, you know.
Oh.
That's what the light bars are.
They have mugs. Sorry.
Get a mug.
Yeah, Cellomaker. Modern Times. Definitely.
Yeah, Cellar Maker would be.
I mean, I assume you've had Sierra Nevada, but if you haven't had, somehow haven't.
Wow. Pale ale. Should that be the first beer you have at the festival? Ooh,
that's a good choice for your first beer is a Sierra Nevada pale.
Like you could pretend it's 1996 right, and you're in California.
And you can go, oh, this
Bojack
is,
Horseman?
This is it's a gateway beer, isn't it?
I feel ready for this festival, I do.
I think I'm ready. set up something here. We got a audio voicemail. Maybe we need some more beer because I think we got some crawlers in there. Anyone want to get a crawler out of the fridge while I'm doing this? I'm busy, guys. I can't do it. Sorry.
Is your voice just going to keep getting higher? I kind of want to stick around.
Nobody wants to get out, so we're screwed. No more beer for the rest of the show, guys.
I got up last time, so.
So you're used to it. Go ahead.
So you're good at it.
If so you're good at it.
If you're telling me you're not going to pull your weight on this podcast.
I have arms on my chair. It's hard to get out.
Same.
Hey, what's up, guys? Perfect Pour. This is Colin from Colorado.
Hi.
And Janine.
And we're calling in to say hey to the Perfect Pour.
A lady.
We just got back from Strange Crab Brewing Company. It was pretty awesome. Drank Fallout Pale. What'd you have, Janine?
I had a Shaking the Tree Sour Plum.
So we're from Colorado, so we don't know. I mean, we know everybody does the I'm driving thing, but that's kind of taken. But since we're from Colorado, we decided that we could do something different. Like, we could say, you know, like I'm skiing, or...
I'm snowmobiling.
Yeah, or I'm bouldering.
I'm rock climbing.
Bouldering.
Or I'm racing.
It's an adjective.
I'm hiking.
Yeah, or I'm biking.
Snowshoeing.
I
don't know why I'm talking like you right now. But yeah, no.
I was going
to say. So anyway, guys, I want to say hi from Colorado. Congratulations on the show being so awesome. And thanks, Mikey, for toasting my wife's stuff all the frickin' time.
Oh.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
What'd you do, Mikey?
Mikey's been caught.
Oh, no. Too much toasting on Untappd.
Why are you liking my wife's stuff, bro?
Sorry, man. I just toast when I see what's in front of me, bro.
Oh, yeah? Here's a toast.
Yeah.
You get a toast. Everybody gets a toast.
Thank you, guys, for calling in. Thank you for being awesome. Listeners, and you can say I'm driving. Scotty B lets everyone just say, hey guys, I'm driving. It's just like what he does. He's
and cool responsibly.
Like yeah, oh, obviously responsibly. New beer. Mm-hmm. New beer. During that voicemail email, we had a little time to get some beer.
We had our first ever intermission.
Yeah.
I love
Goal. Quite the intermission. Thanks, Joey. Oh, yeah, I can tell that's Crowler.
Ooh, yeah. That's heavy, Doc.
Krager Heights Dank.
Dank.
5.7.
Lame.
I'm assuming it's an IPA.
Ooh, I get middle pour.
Tony Bags knows I like hoppy things. And it's from Silva Brewing out of Paso Robles.
Yes. Chuck Silva, famous, made Green Flash famous.
Super humble.
And now he has his own little spot in Paso Robles, just to the west of us.
I only took a
so
little bit.
Thank you, Tony Bags.
Thank you, Tony Bags.
Thank you, Tony Bags.
What's a Tony Bags? Is that what you bring into the store?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I was enjoying Tony Bags over the weekend on Facebook, saying because everyone else in California had a heat wave.
Oh, a heat crisis.
And we're just like, this
heat
is,
wave. It's a heat crisis.
This is normal. And they're just like, ah!
Yeah.
And Tony Bags is like, I pay a lot of money to avoid this. This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
we're putting our Adidas track pants on and our sweatshirt and going, bundle up. It's getting cold out there.
Yeah, it's a little chill. Yeah.
I'm getting a little cold out here.
Chilly guy. So, this is the first time having this Silva.
Any Silva or this Silva?
No, we've had
this. I was like, Silva. Whoa, where have you been?
I'm not getting...
Where's my dank?
I'm getting on the aroma. I'm not sure. It's different.
It's Chuck Silva.
He does things off book. Beer making wise.
There's a bitterness. There's a hoppiness to it. But it's got that golden hue.
Man, he makes some different beers. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way. Just like, I'm just trip out how different they are.
This is everything I want out of with all these Northeasts happening right now, this is a beer that I can get behind.
It's crazy.
I might have to pick up a crowler of this on my way to the coast.
In beer.
In beer?
Well, and that I'm not used to, I guess. I don't know.
So, is that you're saying, like, in bed? You're all, this is not normal.
This is not normal. In beer. Yep. Usually. I try not to talk too much. Will you call me tonight?
Well, I enjoy it. So if it you is. Guys don't,
I'm enjoying
I'm
it.
Sad I brought it.
I'm enjoying it. Okay. I'm just like, whoa,
brother.
Just
I thought dank, and I thought instantly it was going to be a mosaic bomb, and
so it's not
I need to retool my palate.
Retool. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network of podcasts. We like you calling with stuff. You only get 2 max per week.
That's right.
And you only get 3 minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So.
If the Google voice gods are smiling upon you.
Hey, guys. It's Keith, North Carolina. Long-time listener. Virgin caller.
Yes.
Hey-o.
I'm not stoned. I always sound like this. Just had a beer from a local brewery that was 300 IBUs, more than the pale ale ABV percentage, and it was disgusting. Super chalky after finish. Just wondering what the highest IBU beer you guys have had, and if you liked it. Cheers. Keep the good work. Bye.
Thanks, Keith.
Seems like a really cool dude, but he had to preface that he's not high. I just wonder if there was like an emergency.
No, he has like a chill voice. Yeah. And he's just like, no, I'm not high, assholes.
But I mean, did he just be like, hey, my house is on fire right now? They're just like, sir, you seemed not very alarmed for the situation. He's like, just come down here. It's happening.
I'm asking the fire department to come down here.
He would be perfect for angry customers. What seems to be the problem?
You're a bunch of fuckheads.
Oh, okay. Really sorry that you feel that way. Let's see what we can do to fix this.
Cool. There you go. Pay him a lot of money.
Yeah. That takes a lot of skill.
I've never heard of anything going past IBU-wise like 140 or something like that.
Well, they say the human palate stops at 100, so... And, like, palate wrecker or something's like 110 or...
And that... Well, palate wrecker was a palate wrecker 5 years ago.
Ooh.
Mm.
You're saying the bar is raised.
Your palate wrecker, it doesn't wreck anything.
Got
now.
Your palate wrecker right here.
Yeah. That's like category 1 palate wrecker.
Way to remind the Floridans
of having a hurricane. Hey, by the way.
I think the bitterest IPA I've ever had was a collab with Alpine in New Belgium called the Super IPA.
Wow. Oh, okay. Ago. I think I do remember that. Do I? I do.
Maybe.
It makes I think it was Lips cool of Faith if I beer. Remember.
You'd be cool. It'd be cool if you did.
It'd be cool if you did. IBUs, a lot of people say it's bullshit once you get up there.
Bullshit. What about the, what's the triple from Dust Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Son of Wrath?
IBUs on
the
it?
Rapist?
Is that?
The Rapist. That's a good beer, though. Probably the IBUs probably aren't crazy. It's a damn good triple.
Guys! Can you hear me?
No. Speak up.
Driving!
Daddy B!
Hey, on your last show, I heard you talking about Motueka Hop. That's how I pronounce it anyway. Mikey called it Montica.
Montica.
I'm pretty sure he was talking about the same hop that I'm thinking of.
Show off.
And that hop, let me tell you a little something about that hop.
All right, cool.
It's a very special hop. It's a great hop. It's very limey. If you just use that hop and no other hops, and if you use a lot of it, you're going to get a lot of lime flavors and aroma.
Is he a lime or wine?
You're a fan of the lime. You're a fan of Motueka. I guarantee it. Guarantee
I don't like Motueka, then.
Yeah, me and Steven Zach.
Who?
Made a goat
Zach's Brewery?
That was dry hopped with Motueka, and it was very limey. Very limey. Did I mention limey? Yeah, because it was limey. Well, anyway, that's all I really wanted to say. Other than keep up great work.
There it is.
From driving.
I like that. I like that information on the hop.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Wow. Still having the Silva, dude. Still enjoying it. Don't think I'm not. Okay.
Just put it back in the crawler. I'm going to reseal it and take it home.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
It's like trying to get ketchup back in the packet. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
Hey guys.
Whoa.
Paul.
It's Paul.
Whoa. Paul.
Got a little announcement.
Paul.
I'm
Can
scared.
I get a drum roll?
Sex change.
Got the drum roll going? Okay, here goes.
It hurts.
I got a brewing job.
Whoa!
Officially industry. Indian Valley
industry.
Brewing in Novato.
Probably never heard of it.
Little tiny two-barrel system.
Whoa.
I have to thank their brewer, Sean, for breaking his ankle, which gave me the opportunity to step in. And now I'm part of the
back.
Team. Brewing. How about that? So
nice.
There's no tap room.
Jealous.
Sending kegs to local bars and that kind of stuff. They've got some pretty solid recipes. Very good IPA. So as soon as I can get one into bottles or some sort of carrier, I will send
yes.
some your way.
Carrier.
So yeah, exciting news. I would like to also thank Evil Circle for being extremely flexible and going out of his way and meeting me for a get it.
Whoa.
It was a kid friendly get it, but a get it nonetheless.
Hmm.
Well, actually, quickly, can I divert to a short Dorktown aside, I've been doing a little Dorktown catch up, and I wanted to let producer Becky know that she mentioned the cable access tantric sex show.
Yes.
Yes, I am familiar with that. I never actually saw it, but I knew.
But he lived it.
I could recognize the couple that did it in town because people talked about them, and I knew people who did the cable access. So, yeah. Tantric sex on live television.
Yeah.
How about that?
That was a Marine
That's very,
show.
Very Fairfax.
Very
Not new Fairfax, but old Fairfax.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm an excited brewer.
Yes.
And
I'm jealous.
Keep up the good work. And cheers.
He's
Bye.
Good.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Looking forward to having an India Paul Ale.
Yes. Something from Paul.
India Paul Ale.
He's got a Bruner.
Get it. I got it.
I think he sent a mixtape of all his songs to the brewery as his resume.
He's like, oh, you got can you brew?
No, but I can do this.
Just, I can do this.
Just think about it. Just not even a couple weeks ago, he was a guy that owned a late 80s Ford pickup. And now he's a brewer.
He had to sell it to become a brewer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying now he's a brewer that owns a late 80s Ford pickup. I mean, that just brings your status up so much. You're just like, it's my brewing truck. Nice. I haul stuff with its kegs, malt, the owner's all, hops.
Paul's all, hey, you looking for a brewer? Maybe. I'm also looking for a Ford pickup.
Maybe. You got a truck?
Maybe I can open up a spot if I get a Ford pickup. You know what I'm saying?
So the skills required was own pickup truck.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome, though. I want to one day be working for a brewery.
I just want to go up there and go, hey, is my buddy Paul working?
Is Paul here
can
today?
Can I see Paul?
Is Paul here today? He's going to hook me up with the industry discount.
Mm-hmm.
So now can you give Paul an industry discount when it comes to the tap room?
Yes.
Oh, industry. Oh, that guy's industry. Let him, let's go.
See his truck?
See his truck? The industry.
Well, really, the perfect pour to you be here. And guess what?
What's up?
I'm calling. Check it out, eh?
Okay.
Had a little mishap over the weekend. That's it.
Finishing up the shower door.
The bathroom remodel. That's it. I was trying to install the sliding shower door in my shower. And guess what, Holmes?
What?
That shit exploded, eh? Glass went everywhere, that's it. In my face, in my back. It just, let's just say, it was just like the scariest moment in my life. No, actually the scariest moment was when I got shot at, that's it. No, Charlie Holmes. The scariest moment was when I got married, eh? Because I knew it was all over. I'm just kidding, eh? Moment. But yeah, shower door broke, Holmes. It wasn't mine. I think it was a production problem issue. Anyways, Holmes, I'm getting a new one. They're sending me a new one. Once the sucker gets installed, guess what, Holmes?
What?
I think I might go to Fresno, Holmes. I need to get away from this shit, eh? So I'll keep
Fresno,
you guys posted,
get
Holmes.
Away from shit.
Estes Vatos Locos forever, eh? And Chew Your Beer will be in Fresno, hopefully, by the end of the month or the beginning of October, hopefully not when Scotty B takes off. But it'll probably be a one-day event or situation where I'll just drive out there, hang out, have a couple beers with you. Paul, if you're listening, Holmes, hopefully you can plan it out and be there.
He's
also
busy
to my
growing.
People up in all the listeners, if you guys want to hang out and just chill and have a pretty good get it, maybe we can make that happen, hit a couple breweries. We'd like to hang out with Zach and have a couple conversations with him. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer and messing around with tempered glass that weighs 250 pounds.
Oh, man.
This is a very scary situation, I say. Man, I thought my life was, I thought I lost my life, I say. Early, I did watch your homes. Peace out.
Peace out, you. God, you're okay.
Damn.
I wonder how much that shower door cost. That's why I don't do my stuff. That's the thing I don't do is home remodel stuff.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yep, I'm sure. I'll repair stuff around the house. I'll put a nail.
Can you check this out? Yep, it's
when
broken.
You're talking about tearing down the studs and doing that shit, nope, I'm out. Tiling, no, not gonna do it.
Not
gonna work here anymore.
Up next.
Not gonna work here anymore.
We have another.
The wheel keeps spinning on the voicemail. Wheel
of death.
You can't get rid of me, eh? I'm just kidding, Holmes. I just wanted to be a little bit more clear. I'm planning to visit Fresno.
No.
I would like to be there overnight, over on a weekend, kind of like what I did last time. If possibly, maybe we can record. We don't have to, Holmes. I understand you guys got stuff you guys got to do. But if anything, if else fails, it'll be like a one-day turn around. Maybe I'll head take off around 6 a.m. and be in Fresno, and maybe we can have a coffee get it at the Fresno Breakfast House. Whoever is up to being there early for breakfast, we can hang out and see the beautiful situation there, and then see where the day leads us. If I do not stay, get a hotel, I'll probably just head back around 9-ish, so I'm not home that late and being tired. So that's the plan. That's what I'm trying to do. I'll keep you posted on the date that it'll happen. I'll give everybody some enough time to get plans set in motion. All right, guys. That's about it, Holmes. Once again, don't play with tempered glass. That's just scary.
I can watch it's a little double warning. Don't mess with tempered glass, people. If you take anything away from this week's Perfect Boar, don't do that. I don't know what's going to happen here. There's no words for this.
Hello, guys. It's Kelly.
Kelly.
I'm alive.
Yes!
Yay. Finally. Due to popular demand, I decided I'd give you guys a call.
Uh-huh.
Everything's okay.
Okay.
Busy as hell. But yeah, things are really good. I wanted to give you guys a call that I will be in Sacramento for the Beer Summit this weekend. So if there are any Perfect Four listeners that will be in the area, I will do that. Let's meet up. I will be there at the festival, the Beer Summit, and there's going to be an LA Brewers event at Capital Tap on Friday, which I will also attend. Ooh. So if you want to meet up,
let's have
some good beers together. Also, there was a discussion a couple weeks ago about the self-pour systems, and it keeps bugging me when I keep hearing it, so I wanted to give you guys some insight on those. So the self-pour systems are obviously kind of cool if you're wanting to try a lot of different kinds of styles.
Yes.
But one of the problems with them, you know, some styles might just sit there depending upon the kind of volume they're going through. But also a lot of people actually don't know how to pour a beer. It's amazing. It's an easy thing to do.
And what they'll actually
do is stick the glass inside the faucet.
Roll up a napkin
put your
and shake it.
Hand
and
around the
let it
faucet.
Foam up all the way so that...
In that occurrence,
beer is actually, like, bacteria is going back inside the faucet.
So it could potentially be a combination of things.
One, beer sitting around too long. Two, bad bacteria getting into the faucet. And I don't know how often they're cleaning their lines. I don't know how it is in the Central Valley, but most larger distributors will have the lines cleaned as a service, and some of the craft distributors will as well. But just to give you guys a heads up, that those are probably the reasons why the beer would be tasting bad on a self-pour system. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a swell podcast, and I will be in Fresno around Thanksgiving as a heads up.
You and everybody.
Have a good day.
It's cool now? I'll come back.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, it's cool. Livingstone's is open again. I'll come back.
So now here's something else I just thought about. You got greasy pizza hands touching all these taps because you don't have one bartender washing his hands.
So there's an episode of Parks and Rec where they have trouble with the water fountain and people are putting their whole mouth over the spigot
for the
splash guard. And so that's what I just figure is I just see like Andy putting his whole mouth over the beer faucet and just going, I don't need a glass, bro.
Well, that's what Rad Stacy, when we the episode where we talked about that me and Ed's self-pour system, she was bringing that thing up. And it was like, you really trust people to be pouring the beer right and blah blah blah.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, whatever industry.
Not ramming the nozzle into their glass.
Hey, can't trust me, regular citizen. Pour beer right. You be quiet, industry people.
You know you could fix that. You need a beer glass holster at the pour station where you set your glass in the clamp, then pour, and the clamp slowly tilts down as it fills up by the weight of the beer. And then once it's full, you release the glass.
Sure. Or just have a condom over here.
Yeah, glass condoms is next.
Yeah.
Right.
Some sort of condom system is what I'm...
Rubber gloves for everyone.
Don't know how to pour a beer? Use a bartender.
Now I gotta ask the Mean Ed's guy, like, how many times you clean these fucking taps, bro?
How often do you do this? That's the motion. Get the towel.
Matt's making a motion with his hand up and down, up and down. How often do you do this? Excuse me?
If he doesn't know what you're talking about, cold glasses are down
there. So. Oh, you don't know, huh? All right, never mind then. See ya.
Honey, we're leaving.
We're leaving, honey. But I just ordered a Valley Veggie.
They're putting on fresh 805 right now.
Did we talk that...
No pineapple, honey. No pineapple, honey.
Did we talk that the Me and Ed's and Tower is also getting the taps?
Oh, really? I didn't
know
this.
They're renovating that currently.
This just did.
So the Me and Ed's on tap.
You think this is bigger news than the Fresh Market or Discount Market news?
Sure.
I don't know.
Second tap location in town, Me and Ed's and Tower.
Nice.
What's that section of? We have a culture? The
Bargain Market, Fresh Market Street.
Fresh Market Street.
Yeah.
We were already talking about Me and Ed's. It's relevant.
Now all the drunk Tower MFers are going to be handling those taps now.
Yeah.
Kelly won't be. You're not going to be able to go in there, Kelly. You're not going to be able to take it. I want all that tower rat bacteria in my beer.
Maybe they'll have a margarita tap or something.
So the beers will be left alone.
Limerita.
They'll be like super clean because you'll have your own personal keg of beer because no one's touching it because there's a margarita tap. Yeah.
Let's get some margs.
Yeah. Nice.
Woo. Hams.
Hams tap. Ham's tap.
I need to go on a ham's hunt one day. Somebody said the Vons on Hernan and Fowler has hams.
Maybe. So I've been out in Clovis, dude. I don't. I try not to go there much as possible. I try not to go there as much as possible.
You hear me?
Yeah?
I'm driving.
Scotty B?
Wait, how many is this?
Hey, so I got a tentative Scotty B tour schedule.
Okay. Scotty B, I'm driving tour.
This is what I have in mind so far. So, I plan to be in the L.A. area on October 7th and 8th. I'm not looking at my calendar, so I hope that's right. It should be a Saturday and a Sunday. And then... November 4th, I'm going to be judging beer in Corona. Mm-hmm. That's in the Inland Empire. Mm-hmm. Fontana Gym and Evil Circle. So, if you guys don't get to see me in October, I'll be even closer to you in November. Isn't that great? So, hopefully, I get to see some perfect pourians in both October and November.
No.
That'd be great. Things can change, though, but that's the plan right now. I'll let you know if anything changes. I'll post something in the Perfect Pour group, all that stuff. Well, anyway, that's all I had to say. Other than keep up great work! I'm driving!
Keep up the good work, guys! Just couldn't wait.
Perfect Pourian.
I love gold.
Here's
we've
new
got
name, his
one
new
last
name for everybody.
Voicemail, but we also have a very, very new beer. This is a newborn babe, 6 hours old. What do we have here, Matt?
We have Tioga Sequoia's next release, which was released for Art Hop, which is yesterday because today is Friday. It is Cloudy with a Chance of Juice, a Northeast India Pale Ale.
I got middle part.
So
damn it.
I can't remember the hops that were used on this one, but it is damn delicious.
All of the hops. It's hazy, bro.
Super foggy. It's delicious.
It smells like strawberries. Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice. I like hours old IPAs.
Mm-mm. It's too fresh, bro.
Nope.
Fresh from the can van. There is such thing as too fresh. People can say that IPAs are too green. So that is a correct term.
Too green, actually. The final voicemail of the week comes from...
Hey, guys. It's XL in Buffalo. Your lone Western New York listener, as far as I know.
Oh, XL's in New York.
The upstate New York listener. We need to find some more people out here. Anybody out there, upstate New York, central Western, maybe Western Pennsylvania, hell, even Cleveland. I'll go to Cleveland for a beer. What the hell? I've done that before.
Who hasn't?
Speak up. Let your voice be known.
Hello,
we
Cleveland.
We want to hear about you. We can have a get it someday. Not much going on in Buffalo, although we got Whole Foods opening this month. Finally getting our first Whole Foods.
Good.
And we just got a Trader Joe's like 2-3 years ago, so we're finally becoming
finally
a progressive town here with a real Whole Foods. But one good thing about Whole Foods here is we can get a growler there.
What?
New York, you can get a growler fill anywhere. What? Hell, I can get a growler fill at the Sunoco gas station.
Hell, I can get a growler fill at the hospital.
So that's pretty cool. Another option for growlers and tasty beers. Not much else going on. I sent you guys a box of beers. Hope you're a couple cans deep
box
into that.
Beers.
Some looking out for you guys been mentioning. So enjoy. Hope you like those. Good luck to Florida Steve out there. Hopefully you're still standing next week when the next show rolls around. Let's hear from you. Make sure you're alive. And cheers to Chew, because everybody should chew your beer. So have fun, buddy. Have a beer. Guy. Send me some chocotazo.
Yeah.
I'm out, guys. Bye.
Maybe you could come back to Fresno when Chew's here.
Highly recommend the mac and cheese from the hot bar at Whole Foods.
I had some of that tonight.
So did I.
What? And producer Becky had a bean and cheese burrito.
Ooh,
burrito bar.
That sounds amazing.
They do have a good burrito bar.
I just had the salad, actually. I just had some of my daughter's mac and cheese.
Oh. I just get the... I get the big container and I split it in half.
Yes.
The one mac and cheese one side, salad on the other.
Vegetable dam.
And then
do not preach.
No, there was nothing in the middle today.
Oh.
And somebody stopped in front of me, so the bag took a tumble.
Oh,
so
stopped short.
It was salad, mac and cheese when I got home.
Oh. You should have had your stuff belted in. Should have had your salad belted in.
I put it on.
Should have stopped short your salad.
Yeah. I could have.
Nick. Man, come on.
It's okay.
Got to take care.
Amateurs.
Take care, dude. That's an expensive salad that comes from Old Food Salad Bar.
I walked out of there.
I don't care if Amazon owns them or not.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
So salad, mac and cheese, water, and a beer walked out of there at $8.
Whoa, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I spent more than that. So thanks, everyone. 559-492-0542. You just heard all those calls. Those are all good voicemail calls. That's the kind of stuff we like to hear. So don't be afraid. We even had a new caller. It's all good. Thanks, guys. And do you guys remember what's next? Anyone?
Looking out for.
Very good.
Looking out for beers.
Hey, man. Hey. Beer releases? Beer releases to look out for, personally? And for you, the poor listener?
Looking out for beers.
We try to look out for things.
From Paul.
Paul. There you go. Matt was number one. Looking out for Paul beer.
Paul beers.
Indian Valley?
Huh?
The Indy Valley Brewing? That was it, right?
Was it Indian Lakes?
No.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for... from Fieldwork, they're canning a new beer that should be available when I'm in Sacramento at their Sacramento tap room called Bloomsday. It's an IPA.
Oh.
So.
Talk to them about that guy, the Fresnan, who bothers them all the time about on social media.
See how that Fresno location's coming about?
Yeah. So ask him, like, hey, I keep seeing on Twitter about your Fresno location. Where is that at, actually?
Yeah.
Ask him where it's at.
Ask him where it's at.
I'm pretty sure if I mention Fresno or anything about myself, I'm pretty sure he's going to be like, oh, you know, Tony Bags, huh?
If you're in any beer-related place and you mention Fresno, you're like, oh, do you know Tony Bags?
Nice. Yes, I do.
Going to be... So looking out for that. And speaking of field work, they just did a collab with Central Coast, and Central Coast just did a collab with Fieldwork. So whatever the hell those turn out to be, I'm excited.
So Fieldwork did a collab with Central Coast.
Fieldwork went to Central Coast and did a collab this week. And then the Central Coast Brewers drove up to Fieldwork and they brewed a beer there. So there's two collab beers going at rumbling at the same time.
Did they make the same recipe?
I don't know.
That's what I would do. Like, and at the same time.
I thought you meant like they forgot.
That's what Kern
and do it
and Knee Deep
straight
did.
Up. You could straight up compare.
That's what Kern and Knee Deep did. They brewed the same beer at the both locations. So if you were able to get draft of both, you'd be able to tell the difference or whatnot. Pure Brewing has posted some new cans. There was a collab, and there's one with Cheetah Print. Don't know what they are. Greg, please figure it out and get it up to me. You
love Cheetah Print. You're like, oh, I got to have it.
I was like, all the white women are going to be crazy about this beer. Cheetah Print.
Got to have it.
And then
cool to have it.
Dust Bowl. Dust Bowl.
Dust Bowl.
Has a new can series that's coming out, and the first one is called Psycho Therapist.
Ooh. I'm guessing it's the therapist, but something crazy.
It's hazy, bro.
Oh, a hazy therapist. Hazy
therapist.
Nick loves it. Great idea, said Nick.
It might be.
That's one of the reviews.
Somebody was.
It's Nick going.
It's going to be. Our...
It's all in their print.
In the forward.
All their forward stuff they send out, it's going to be like, Nick from the Perfect Pour says,
yeah.
It might have been psychotherapy, but somebody was holding the can awkward and they had their thumb over it, but I'm pretty sure it was psychotherapist. But
you know how when you buy something at the store and the plastic label says, pull here for more information? I think they're going to do that on the cans. And the reviews will be inside the label.
Yeah.
And that will be one of the reviews.
Inside. Nick says that.
Well, supposedly Save Mart stocks their beer products by the ratings off of Rate Beer. Yes. So,
what?
Yep. Save Mart supermarkets.
What?
So we know we've made it when we have a perfect pour review.
I don't believe that.
On the shelf.
Yeah.
Perfect pour reviews. Perfect pour review.
Is that any more you're looking out for me?
Those are the ones I'm looking out for.
Okay.
And whatever I pick up from Sacramento, I'm sure I'm looking out for as well.
And by the way, IndianValleyBrewing.com.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see that?
A picture of Paul?
Where Paul is working at.
No. I'm not.
IndianValleyBrewing.com. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Get you some haze, bro.
Hey, you're not looking out for any haze. I know better than that.
What if I told you...
Listen close.
What if I told you Noble...
Yes?
...makes a stout?
What? No, they don't.
Is it called Noble Fake Stout?
Fake news. You fake news.
Fake news. This is fake news. What if I told you they make a super stout?
Interested?
As in super sport? Super stout?
Super stout. Super sport? SS. It's a vanilla chocolate stout called Banya. Banilla.
Dumb.
Banilla.
Sad. Yeah,
I have trouble saying it, so it's dumb. I don't care. I will drink this beer. You give me now. You put in glass.
Hear that, Noble?
I sip.
Give it to Nick now.
The aforementioned Fun Light. I will try this from Noble.
I'll try to.
Alvarado Street. Cool. New cans. Like, this can every is so week, cool.
This week's Alvarado is?
It was so cool, I almost left work to drive up there to go get a can. But then I realized, no, that's a dumb idea. Don't do that.
I think Keith / Evil Circle last week, from last week's show, uh-huh. He was going to go to Yosemite, but there's a fire.
Right.
It looked like he went to Alvarado Street instead.
I think so. He was in Monterey.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, screw it. I'm going to Alvarado Street.
Next best thing, right?
Yeah.
Good decision.
So this week's can release is the Countach, which promptly features the iconic 80s Lamborghini bright red.
Yeah. From every 80s kids boys right. poster wall.
Every kid's mom bought them this poster.
And it was cool. Some had a girl next to it, some didn't.
Ooh.
Purist just had the car.
That's right. I must be a purist. And or my mom said, oh no, he's not having that on his wall.
Oh, you can't have that.
She's half naked.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And
where did you find this? What aisle?
The school asked him. How'd you get into Target?
Yeah, Target. What aisle is this? It's a sweater with a Lamborghini on
it's
it.
It's superb.
Mm.
What a find.
Wow.
SNL
reference.
Thanks. You made me lose track.
Sorry, Nick. Rattled you.
No.
That's all goal is the rattle, the co-host.
Whoever's talking must be shut down.
Podcast 101. Those of you trying to figure out what to do with the podcast, be Jesus. Anyone else out there?
Have two other people shut down who's talking.
It's like, yeah, just mess with the other host. No. That's the whole point of the podcast.
Oh, you're talking? Oh, I'm going to say something right now.
Yeah. Tangent. I mean, we've mastered it with Matt. I mean, look at...
Yeah, I think he's left.
See? He's not even here. He's like,
what's going on?
Oh, damn it. He's still there. No, there's got to be more, Nick.
There is. I feel odd now because she called
in. I always feel odd.
Yeah. So Janine called in today, and I realized she was an untapped follower of mine. So
she's married, Nick.
I know. This is why I feel awkward now. But I was checking out what beers they get in Colorado, and there's a brewery they found called Butcher Colorado. Knife Brewing Company.
Butchers?
And they have a beer called Hole in the Sky Stout, which sounds awesome because it's a Black Sabbath reference, and it's my favorite style of beer.
Dang. So you're it looking out Black for Sabbath that.
Song. Looking out for that.
What's the drum sound like on that song?
Heavy.
All right.
It's just chunky, straight ahead rock beat.
Chunky.
A hole in the sky.
That's your.
That's my Aussie.
That's your Aussie?
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. I think it's actually better than Aussie.
You're talking like Aussie.
Stop putting me on stage. You got to go on stage, Ozzy.
Shut up, Ozzy. The checks just came in the mail. I'm going back on stage.
We got to keep making money, Ozzy. I don't know why. Okay. How are you? Cincinnati.
Louder.
Is that all you're looking
That's
out for,
what
Nick?
That's looking out for.
All right. Looking out for... I'm looking out for Tioga Sequoia's Cucumber Pilsner in a 16-ounce can.
Are you now?
I saw that.
It seems a little late in
today.
The season for the cucumber.
I don't know. Still, yeah? It's still warm.
Yes and no. It's not the latest we've made a cucumber before, but because we made the Mosaic IPL, we had the yeast to make the cucumber, which we had to appease the fan base that it has. So
Damn it.
Damn it, appeasers.
Damn people that like to buy beer from us.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's more haze for you bros, if you're interested.
I'm interested in tasting that out of a 16 ounce. Like this cloudy with a chance of juice.
We got plenty of cucumbers.
I didn't know better. So I think Tioga supports the purpose.
Yeah. That's a good thing you don't know better.
Yeah, I don't. New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory. Maybe you can have this weekend, Matt. Century IPA. Seeing it in 16-ounce cans. I have no idea about it other than the can looks cool. So, and I trust New Glory. Have you been to New Glory's tap room? Do they have a tap room?
Yes. No.
Okay. Well, go there and report back.
Yes, no?
Yes, no.
Yes, they have one. No, I haven't been there.
Oh. All right.
See if he can call us that.
Hoping to hit New Glory, Bike Dog, Field Work, and at least two other tap rooms.
Those are good ideas.
Get some dog ears.
Maybe I'll go to Rubicon.
Yeah, Rubicon. No, weren't they going to still be there if there's still beer?
No, they're not.
You want to have some old kegs of Rubicon?
Yes.
I tried. Did I say that? I can't remember if I said it or not, but when I was in Yard House, right after this happened, right after they said Rubicon is closing, and that next week I went into Yard House. I was like, oh, Monkey Knife Fight.
Did you kill it?
I was like,
kill the cake?
I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be one of the last people to have Monkey Knife Fight. And it was already dusted.
Damn it.
And it was sad. And I had to inform, in a very beer geek way, had to inform the waiter that they are no more. And he, of course, he didn't know because I knew more than him. I was like, oh, really? Well, you know that that brewery's shut down. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, that would have been the last beer. He's like, okay, well, what else do you want?
So, you could have got $12 a pint for that.
Same, bro.
So what number was that on your BuzzFeed checklist of beer geek? Yeah. Is that question number 6?
Was it BuzzFeed, okay? 21st, I just saw this in Whole Foods and had to pass it up because I could not carry any more things. I would have had to stop and gotten a cart. 21st Amendment's Tasty IPA. It's got it. It's at Whole Foods right now.
Right now.
Look at Matt. He's like, what?
I could have picked it up today when I was there.
Yep. It was sitting in front on the side, in the stack in front.
I walked there and picked up a single, but I didn't see it sitting out front.
It was sitting there in front of all the beers in the stack.
Damn it.
Did Amazon take 50% off?
And to give you tomorrow, you might want to go in there because there was 8, and I got the feeling like that's the only 8 they had. Is 8 6 packs. I don't know. Maybe they got more in the back. I don't know, but I just had this. It didn't have its own spot.
I'm gonna have to figure out a way to pick one of those up.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Pizza Port. There's another round of graveyards.
Yes. Out.
I would like to see what this graveyard is like all about.
Yes.
16
Hopefully
ounce.
They didn't haze it.
They're like, just haze it. But that's not how we made it last time. Haze it!
It's 2017.
Don't question me again, John. Haze it! Aren't we kind of just done with hazing? We're not fucking done with hazing, John. Just fucking haze it. God damn it. Haze it. Do you care about the green, Nick? This is mostly directed at Nick.
Oh, yeah.
The Green Flashes, the Masters Reserve, the Cellar 3 beers.
I have never ventured into that.
Really? That's surprising. Well, there's another round of Cellar 3 beers, so if you like those barrel-aged stuff, I think you can only get those at Green Flash. So.
Well, that's probably why I've never
investigated. You know. Greg always sends us stuff.
Yes, this is true.
He overshares, and we like it.
Over.
One other thing. I'm going to be going to Disneyland here very quickly.
Yes.
In a week and a half.
Noble's around the corner.
And how close is Noble?
Noble is 15 minutes from Disneyland.
15 minutes. I'm more in looking, and you know, I might get a chance for that.
I know a guy at Three Weavers if you happen to be in that area.
Three Weavers. How close is Three Weavers?
I think that's L.A. That's more downtown L.A.
Mm. I'm more looking at, I'm at Disneyland at Candy Cane Lane Inn.
Oh,
Bottle Logic is near Disneyland.
Close, yeah. But like, is there, I'm looking for a shop, a liquor store, a bottle shop.
That's Provisions super close. Market.
Provisions yes. Market?
Valero?
Well, okay, so in, if you're looking like super close,
yeah,
there's a liquor store in...
That's going to give me L.A. craft beer.
In the ground floor of the Tropicana Inn, there's a small liquor store that has a pretty good, like, it'll get you through the weekend bottle selection.
Well, there's one right beer. Next to Candy Cane Lane that has a door.
No, there's like three doors in this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we stay at the Tropicana, and I know if I walk downstairs from our hotel room, it's right there, like the Captain Kids Buffet. You ever seen that?
Is it across from the Marriott?
Where it's right across. So if you ever walk out of downtown Disney to Harbor.
Okay.
It's right across the street from Harbor. There's the IHOP and the Captain Kids. And there's like the Camelot Inn, Tropicana.
That's on the same, that's just across the street, kind of, from where I'm at.
So it's right there.
Okay.
But if
I'm looking at, so those that have kids or family, you know, wife, whatever, I'm looking at a like slip out for 20 minutes and come back, you know, 20-minute window, like, oh, I'll be right back kind of thing. This is what I'm looking for.
Now, see, if you have the time to drive over to Orange, there's Provisions Market, which is like a real live bottle shop like Whalesboro. Yeah. But you got to go to downtown Orange, and that's probably, that's 20 that's minutes one way.
That's going to be too far, more than likely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, man, you will find some nice stuff in there.
Ooh, some nice stuff.
Yeah. You'll find El Segundo.
Ooh, El Segundo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are some things we are looking out for. Guys.
But, yes, Bottle Logic and Noble are your closest breweries. But Noble, I don't think is kid-friendly.
Stupid Noble.
Yeah. I think that's why we went to Provisions.
Provisions. Hey, you got the Untappd app? Or do you have a moleskin notebook that you carry with you everywhere?
Do you just like, do you draw 5 stars in your notebook and then hold it up so everybody can see it?
Everybody in the bar can see.
Hey, like, everybody.
Could somebody put this on the board, please?
Take a picture of this and post it on social media, please. This is me.
You draw a little picture of yourself on the page?
Yeah.
Hey,
5 stars.
This is me. I rated it 5 stars, guys. Well, we're all in Untappd. We use it to various degrees of usage and to document what we've done
like
in the week.
We have also documented. I have 9 states so far.
Oh, wow. Nice. Good job, Nick.
That's my current.
We have 9 states. Representatives. Nine. Who could be our California representative?
I'm leaving that one alone.
I thought you were saying you're taking that. That's fine.
Oh, no.
Nick's our California guy.
What? Don't.
Nope. Yeah, that decision. That's it.
Good Lord. We all know it's going to be Chew Your Beer. And or Paul. Yeah.
That's right. They would have to battle it out.
I think California gets 2 delegates. So we got Paul in North County.
We got a lot of delegates, yeah.
Chew Your Beer, South County.
Okay. I'll go with that. Let's see. Who's ready? Matt, are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
Been caught drinking. At a Spokeasy, and I was looking for my second hoppy beer this past weekend. And they put on Luponic, and I was like, I could deal with a half a glass of that. And I was like, it's probably number six. And they're probably, and he's like, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Whatever.
And he pulled out the collar, number seven. So I had the newest LePon contract.
Whoa, I didn't know that was happening.
I guess it was kegged on. I think it said August 26th or something like that. Oh. So it's relatively recent.
How far will we go?
At Goldstein's, I had Midnight Thing from Southgate, which was a stout.
Nice.
Very good beer. Very good beer. I had the Plunder IPA from Mission Brewing because Goldstein's had a Mission takeover. Had a Foggy Day IPA from North Coast, which was actually a really good IPA from North Coast, which usually I stick to their darker beers.
Next time.
Then still been drinking those XPAs. And
those possible award-winning XPAs.
Might be gold.
And last but not least, I had a River Buddy, which is the newest Kern River cans in town. And
they're in cans? Good.
Yep.
Where you get these?
I had a can at Spokeasy, and Jake from State Farm brought me a can as well.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. Probably Moreau Shell.
All right. I'll try them.
I find.
Right, that was Beer de Brewer 87 on Untappd. The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Oh, let me go back to my BinCop page.
BinCop page.
So, since last Friday, wink, wink, I had to get it.
Had to get it
with the old Scotty B.
Scotty B.
And a surprise visit from Zach's Brewing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a celebrity-filled brewery.
Oh, man.
Visit.
They knew everybody in the bar. It was ridiculous.
They would.
Yep. They're famous. They're cool. We had the Pizza Port / Noble Aleworks collab Lighthouse IPA. It was tapped that day, Friday.
Oh, man. I was looking out for that.
Oh, well, it's
gone. That's not cool, dude.
I posted directly to our page, Michael.
Oh, okay.
Directly to
our page. Yeah, probably.
You probably liked it and moved on. I
was probably watching Ozark on Netflix.
Oh, shit. Way to go. Sorry. So, yeah, it was. I had a Friday afternoon happy hour, which is rare for me.
Yeah.
At Spokies, you know. I saw J-Vox, shook his hand.
Ooh,
said hello. J-Vox. Missed that guy.
Yeah, he was pouring some mean beers. Watch out for that guy. Got me some Pizza Port shades while I was there.
Pizza Port shades?
Oh, yeah.
You can buy those?
No, you steal those.
Oh, damn it. I want to steal.
Oh, what else did I have? Oh, then we went to Popolo's for some pizza. Had some Drake's Kickback and some hopefully fresh Just Outstanding. The waiter was not too sure on the freshness of this Just Outstanding. Mm-hmm. I might never have fresh Just Outstanding again in Fresno.
Yeah.
I have to walk all the way to the cooler, and that's like over there.
I'm not going to be able to find that.
He's like, every time I come in for my shift, it's a different beer, so it's probably fresh. I said, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
New to you.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got the list of beers, and half are scratched out and handwritten in over it what the new ones are for the day, I guess.
Was his name Jeremy?
No, he came by, though. That guy's insane.
He mentioned that he saw you.
Yes.
I saw your brother. Oh, my God. He's like, thanks, Jeremy. That's my brother. And he's like, oh, okay, it's cool.
Yeah, it's not that cool.
Yes. He says certain beers that I think he's in the boat that if your beer says it tastes like something, or if the name of a flavor is in the name of the beer,
yep,
your beer should taste like that.
Better taste like that.
Otherwise, it's false advertisement.
Yep.
Is this called shit beer? Because that's what it tastes like.
Yep. It might as well be.
Yep. The problem is, I think, you know, you name the beer before you know what it tastes like, you got to name it. And then it comes out, and it's like, you're just like, blueberry. And then it ends up not tasting that much like blueberry. And then you're screwed. And then you got assholes like me going, where's the blueberry? I'm not getting blueberry.
I can't tell you how many brewers have been denied beer naming just because they're like, you brew the thing, we'll name it.
Because you're going to name it, and it's not going to taste like that. And people are going to get pissed. And I'm the one that has to deal with it.
Okay.
Doesn't taste like car battery.
Yes. Acid in your mouth. I had a...
acid beers.
I went to Eureka Burger.
Who?
And I was sitting there. I'm like, oh, damn it, what did Mikey say to get here? Oh, that's right. Revision Brewing Citra Kolsch.
Ooh, so that's probably a little older.
Yeah.
I bet that's the same keg that, that I've been sipping on for a few weeks.
You've been nursing that one?
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what Nick says.
I would order it again.
Okay.
I would give it another few weeks.
Your voice is a little high, though.
No, it was good. It really was. I don't know what it tastes like. Super fresh. Right. But
it was the best thing I've ever had. It was great. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was organic.
Yeah, well, I would say that the first time I had it, which was like 2 weeks prior to the next time I had it, that first time was much better. It was still good. I'm all about a fresh hoppy Kolsch now.
Yeah.
And then you go back two times, and you had two more. Yeah.
Then before I had two more, I had two more.
Yeah.
Nice. Way to go. You only count one untapped check-in, though.
Yep. No, it's a new beer.
Hey, okay. You going to open that thing or what?
I was trying to wait for Nick to be done.
Oh, I got six more, so. No, I'm just
kidding. I got 28 more people.
We're
going to go through every beer I had in detail.
I'm going to start naming all the beers I had on this day in 2016 and 2015 and 2014.
I love gold.
Oh, I'm gonna start doing this day in beer.
This day in beer. 10 years ago, I had Coors Light.
And I'm trying to get into this, you bastards and your hoppy lagers. I'm trying to come at this with an open mind. So I tried Sierra Nevada's summer lager again, and I'm starting to come around to it. I liked it. I used to not like that beer. But I think it was. Lager. I think I wanted to not like it. Now I'm like, okay, I see what they're talking about now.
Ooh, boy.
New beer entering the show. Another Silva Crowler. Man, this is a crazy ass aroma. I'm stealing this aroma, Nick. It's crazy.
It says ginger. You steal all you want.
It's gingers like ginger. And peppers.
I could dip my sushi in this.
Yeah, it does make me want sushi.
This is the one you should have left at home.
Come on, you can do it.
Do it. Whoa, man.
How much is the organic drumsticks?
Oh, it just has that heat in the back of the throat.
Oh, there's the pepper. Now I'm getting the pepper. I didn't get it the first time.
Cardboard and...
That's really in the back end. Wow.
Yikes.
This is crazy stuff, man.
This is a refreshing.
This would definitely
refresher.
This would go into my flight. I'll tell you that.
You want to do it at the end, though, right?
Yes. Anything with heat.
This is going to affect the everything you have after.
Talk about palate wreckers. The heat will do it.
Well, I had a pretty boring week of drinking. Dorktown Untapped. If you
then like don't even tell us,
I'd appreciate it.
If you're not going to impress us,
I had some Tioga Square General Sherman IPAs.
Cool.
Courtesy
been working on that.
The Beauty Brewer.
Yep.
And I did preview that Modern Times Critical.
Oh, did you?
I even filmed a video that may or may not be on our Facebook at some point. I don't know. Because I did it, and never mind.
Maybe I'll live stream from the summit.
Stop motion animation?
I did it in stop motion, a beer bench in stop motion animation.
Yes. How that hipster sounds cool, of you.
Actually. Well, there was one other one I wanted to mention that I had.
Tell us about all the dark.
The Phantom Bride IPA, the 16 ounce cans.
That's right, Beaver. You were posting about those on the socials.
Had that. It's pretty good.
How many stouts did you have? Wasn't as good as
the first version. I didn't have any stouts. I need some stouts. Hey,
good lord!
It's not officially stout season. It's
Don't any try season.
Push it.
Is stouts. If you believe in yourself.
So those are all are looking out for us. Be our friends on Untapped, please. Makes us feel important.
Mm-hmm. See me check in once a week.
Look at me. Check in on the Wednesdays. Just because. Even though we're here on a Friday. Somehow. Some way.
Time machine.
Podcasting, bros. It's cool, huh?
Wow. Is that a new song?
Whoa. Whoa, come on, Paul.
No.
Get it together. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers. Part. Cheers, man. There's a lot of people we appreciate. Louis is... Oh, don't do it, Louis. Good boy. Good boy. There's dogs barking all around and Louis is refraining, even though he wants to get out there and mix it up.
Hey, you guys. What's going on?
Hey, hey. What are you doing? Hey, hey, hey. Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods, as always. We know new golden gods this week, but we didn't lose any. We can hold serve on Golden Gods. It's still a good week. So our Golden Gods give us money every month to help the show be cool and whatnot.
Is that a fact or a demand?
I don't know.
Give us money every week.
It's a beg.
Hold the money.
It's a super beg. Patreon is a website that artists and creatives can use for their... people that I don't want to say fans is not the right term for us, but people that follow them and appreciate the creative work they do can give them money via Patreon. Mm-hmm. And we have our own Patreon page, like many other people, other podcasters and artists, bloggers, musicians all use Patreon to do this, and we do it as well. And we call those people the golden gods that donate money to the show every month. That money always goes... We're not at any kind of level where we could keep the money. It always goes back into the show.
Yeah.
And helps us buy beer, helps us pay for equipment, pay for the file storage, the giant-ass Perfect Pour files taking up all the space.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, we might run a Facebook... Spend $2-3 on a Facebook ad. What do you think about that? So these people are awesome, and we appreciate you. Thank you, and cheers to the Golden Gods, and also cheers to Sparky Miller out there in Arizona, D. Drexler, Sea Monkey Run, Hills Bills, a.k.a. Hill Hree.
Oh, wow.
H-I-L-U-H-R-E-E.
Whoa.
Hillary.
What's she up to?
She's just chilling.
Okay, good.
Doing her thing. Hot Police. Brian G. in Florida.
Florida.
Who gave us some beers, man. Again, all our Florida and Texas listeners. And just basically anyone in the Gulf. Just be careful, man. It's just... everything is just getting way too real. And cheers to Tasty Niche. Hope I'm not stepping on anyone's ears. But Niche has shot a pilot for a little beer TV show.
Mm.
So looking for someone to pick that up. It's kind of cool. Or Niche just... The pilot is Niche goes to I believe, San Pedro Brewing, and just kind of checks it out and just bees the cool niche that she is.
I'd watch it.
And she did an awesome job, like right out of the, hit it, nailed it, like any, like as good as anybody on TV you would see.
But did she say,
nope.
Okay.
Not like us. She did an excellent job and just shows that you can be a YouTuber and just transition to a, use your personality and transition.
She's better than us, we get TV. It.
That's, you know, everyone, man. If you're sharing the show, talking about us, really just listening to however you're listening, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers out to Janine, my newest Untapped follower, thanks to Colin. And
Colin and that's a cute couple.
And cheers out to Emma, which is my new Snapchat friend, because of Matt from Tacoma. He had posted, he always posts some Snapchats about him brewing and whatnot, and then there was a lady.
Who was a lady?
And I was like, who's this lady?
Hey, what's going on?
And all of a sudden I got a new follower, and I was like, hello, lady. And it's all, I'm Matt's friend. And I was like, oh, hey, this is cool. So, cheers out to those couples of peoples.
Yay.
Thanks for interacting Snapchat with couples. Us. Those are my cheers.
Nick.
Hey.
You got people you think or nobody?
No, but I thank none of you.
You like bells.
You do like, nothing for me. I cheers House of Juju.
Nobody gets Fonzie.
And Colton Social House. And I cheers myself for being so awesome. I want to cheers all the people who keep us in the news during the week. Listeners like Kelly. Ed from Wales.
Ed from Wales.
Loyo. XL Perro.
Yeah.
Florida Steve.
Uh-huh.
Lumber Jose. And Tony Bags. They're always sending us newses and happenings.
The Fontana Jim.
He must be on Twitter, huh? He's not on our Facebook. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
He's on our Facebook. He just doesn't use
it. Oh, well, there you go. That's why I didn't see his name.
Yeah.
So it's cool. You know, people tell us what they're interested in. Gives us something to talk about. Gives us some recos for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's just a never-ending circle.
Circle of perfect pour of beerness.
Mm-hmm. Because not everything we think is cool is really cool.
It's true, man. No more true words have been said. All right. Well, it's a good thing this was our last. That Silva is our last beer because I don't think we can drink anything else after this.
No.
But I like this beer. I like this more than the other one, the other Silva one.
What?
Yeah.
I think you should blend them.
Yeah, people can do that.
Do it. We're going to blend, guys. And as we blend, we're going to step out and let the sunburns do their thing here in a second. Thank you guys for listening. And we really appreciate it. At Perfect Pour Pod on all social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Nick 80. That's Nick's handle.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Mine is Mikey Top Pour. And that's enough. Perfect Pour Pod.
That's all you need to know.
PerfectPourPod.com. Be safe. Have fun. Watch your dates. And we'll see you next week.
Watch your dates,
dude. The bottles. Make sure you look at your dates, man. Oh, I thought you meant
like the girl you're taking out.
Watch your dates.
Better watch her.
Watch her. She's good. Yeah. She might try and pull something on you.
Yeah.
Like give you an old beer.
She'll leave you for some guy that likes barley wine.
Yeah, dude. Barley wine is life.
It's a bird.